This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Government has assured that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary for Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said that during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. She said that efforts are being taken to diversify the sourcing basis other than the Gulf countries.
States have been sensitized to prevent any panic regarding availability of fertilizer. We have sufficient stock available. Honorable Minister for Chemical and Fertilizer has already spoken to major state governments, the agrarian states, in this regard. We are keeping a strict watch on the diversion, black marketing and hoarding, etc. Efforts are being taken up to stabilize all the raw material supplies, including rock phosphate. Further proactive measures are being taken to diversify our sourcing bases other than the Gulf countries.
Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that there is adequate availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. She said that the government has taken several measures to ensure this at multiple levels and continues to do so. She said that the country's refineries are operating normally and crude inventories are sufficient. The Lok Sabha has taken up a discussion on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. Initiating the debate, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde hailed the efforts of Narendra Modi's government for paramilitary and police forces to make the country free from Naxalism. He also paid tributes to all those security personnel who laid down their lives while fighting with left-wing extremism. Mr. Shinde hit out at the Congress saying that when the party was in power, it failed to provide necessary facilities to tribals and backward communities, which forced them to take up arms. Participating in the discussion, Saptagiri Sankar Ulakka of the Congress said that several efforts were also taken during the UPA government to eliminate Naxalism. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A general duty officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today handed over approvals to companies under the Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, in New Delhi. A total of 29 applications have been approved at an investment of over 7,100 crore rupees. This is expected to foster employment to more than 14,200 people. These projects are expected to generate production of more than 84,500 crore rupees. The Election Commission of India issued the notification for the assembly election in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of assembly poll in West Bengal today. With the issuance of notification, filing of nomination papers has begun in the state. Single-phase polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting for 152 constituencies in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of next month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi interacted with the party workers of Assam under Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot Samvad program this afternoon. The interaction aims to energize grassroots workers ahead of the upcoming Assam assembly elections with a focus on highlighting the state's development. Addressing the party workers, the Prime Minister highlighted Assam's transformation over the past decade, stating that rapid progress across sectors reflects the success of the National Democratic Alliance NDA government's double engine model. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the last session of the fiscal year 2026 with steep losses of more than 2%. The Sensex tumbled 1,636 points to close at 71,948. Nifty also shed 488 points to settle at 22,331. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the countrymen, especially the Jain brothers and sisters, on the eve of Mahavir Jayanti. And that is the end of this news bulletin.